I'm so grateful to God to have these opportunities to share with you today. So let's pray. Let's get into the word. Got some awesome things to share with you on this morning. Father, we thank you. We lift you high on all the earth. You are awesome and you are mighty. And there's nothing that you cannot do. God, I bless you just for being God all by yourself. And I thank you, God, for all that you've done for us, all that you're doing for us, and all that you will do. Now, God, anoint this time of sharing, and I pray that every heart is touched, every soul has been fed, God, and you continue to do the great things that you have done all of our lives. So, God, I pray for those who are on this call. If there's anyone sick, God, I pray for peace. God, if there's anyone who is in trouble, God, I pray that you would give them the comfort of knowing that you are always there and continue to bind us together with chains that cannot be broken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I've got a message here to share from our ministry that we are still sponsoring children for the holidays. We have 15, we can sponsor 15 more children, and we're still accepting application for Toys for Tots. So please call our office at 770-807-HOPE. I would encourage everybody here to make sure that you get our app. It's Center of Hope Ministry. You can find us right there in your app store. I want you to stay connected with us. Let's go to the word. I have something I want to share with you here on this Friday. The gospel according to Luke chapter 1. The gospel according to Luke chapter 1. As we head into this Christmas season, so many traditions are circling around us, and the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping, purchasing for kids and loved ones, spending all that dough. There's just so much to do. But I want to set our hearts and minds on something that's authentically part of the Bible story concerning this time of year. It's Mary's story. And let me say this. I am a biblical, how can I say this? I apply the word to me and how it can function in our life, and I want you to do the same thing. I want you to take this word and see how it functions in your life. So verse 28, chapter 1 of Luke, and it says, "And an angel came in unto her, being Mary, and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." I want to say this morning that those of you who are on this call and listening to this call by repost, you are highly favored. Man, woman, you are highly favored. God's hand is upon your life. There's so much potential in you. And this morning call has been like that shake of a Pepsi bottle or any type of soda, that now that we're shaking you up and reconnected you and empowered your God consciousness and empowered your relationship with God, there's nothing that you cannot do. That was my whole purpose for the morning vitamin, just to remind you of who you are and whose you are. And the favor of God is upon you. Favor is not fair. You don't owe anyone an explanation of why God is doing the great things that he's doing in your life. Just give him a front row seat of the blessings of God. And sometimes the favor of God is not always when you're riding high. The favor of God is how he keeps a smile on your face when you're going through some of the toughest times of your life as well. Mary, he was being chosen for something incredible, something supernatural, something miraculous, and favor was upon her life. You, right there where you are, in your car, at your house, wherever you are watching this video, you're being chosen for something incredible. You're being chosen to do something phenomenal. God wants to use you in spite of where you've been, in spite of where you're going. God wants to use you. Let me jump to where I want to get to, verse 35 in this same chapter, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Mary began to ask some questions. How can all of this happen? How can all of this be? I'm just a little bitty old girl here in Bethlehem. Check this out. There's nowhere in Scripture that talks about Mary having any money, talks about her family being wealthy. There's no Scripture that even says she was good-looking or even smart, but God used her. What Mary had was something incredible that you need to get right here. The angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also thou, that this holy thing shall be born of thee, and he shall be called the Son of God." what the angel was simply sharing to Mary. Well, this is a God thing. It doesn't matter about your resume. It doesn't matter about what you can do. This is a God thing. And the power of God is upon you. I need to share that with someone right now who's struggling. The power of God is ready and active in your life. Power of the light switch does not work until you turn it on. Turning it on gives it the responsibility of working. God's power is upon your life. God wants to use you. Doesn't matter where you've been, God wants to use you. I want to close with verse 37, which is really what I want to hang on you today, and I pray it blesses you. Verse 37 says, if the angel says to Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Family, with God nothing shall be impossible. If you've not gotten anything else from our time of sharing, I need you to know that now that God is in your life, nothing shall be impossible. You can go as far as your faith will carry you. You can go as far as you can push. You can go as far as the power of God can promote you. With God, nothing is impossible. Your next level is within reach. No one said it was going to be easy. Because of this calling upon her life, I can imagine Mary was ostracized. Can you imagine her next testimony at church telling all the saints of God, praise the Lord, it's good to be here today. Thank God for the church mother, pastor, and all saints and friends. An angel came, and I am pregnant, and it is of the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine? You think you're being talked about. What do you think Mary went through? Can you push through the drama of folks to do what God has called you to do? Now that you've got this calling that nothing is impossible, everything that's happening on the side is just chatter. You got to focus on what God is doing in your life. So, family, I wanted to share this with you today. I also want to tell you this, that this will be the last morning vitamin for this year. I have been doing the morning vitamin now, I think, my goodness, for almost about 3 or 4 years straight. And it has been an awesome blessing. I've met so many amazing people around the world doing this ministry, and I know it has blessed thousands of people over this time. During this season, I needed time to rest and reflect, and it's been impressed upon me months ago to take some time off to do some other things that God would have me to do, but most of all, to rest. Family, I want you to know that though we won't be online, and I'll probably pop on here and there and just throw a video just to let you know that I love you, but I want you to know that I believe in what God is doing in your life. And I believe that we've shared some real moments that have transformed some people's hearts and minds. I want you to know that I will always be just an inbox away from you, and I encourage each and everybody to join us at the church that I love so much, that has supported me not just for these last few years on the morning vitamin, but for the last 25 years. I need to just make a major shout out to my staff at the Center of Hope. You all are everything, and you, without you, I really wouldn't be where I am today. I also want to say thank you to my family that has allowed me, while kids are upstairs and doing everything, getting ready for school, they allow me to get downstairs into my studio and make this call and make these videos. So I love them so much, and I thank them for releasing me to do ministry. But during this season, I want to reconnect with them and let them know that I love them. They don't charge me. They understand the burden of ministry that is upon my life, and I know you do too. So, Center of Hope, I love you. Thank you for everybody that's ever had a hand in anything that I've done. And may God bless you for all that you've done. So those of you who are on this call, family, I want you to make sure that we can stay connected every Sunday and every Tuesday. We are online. We're broadcasting our services. Sundays at 11 a.m. You can get us at centerofhopeatl.org. And the same thing on Tuesday nights. If you ever need me, inbox me. I will call you. That's how much I'm committed to your development, because I know you're committed to God and that you love me. So family, enjoy your holidays. May your Christmas be God-filled, and may your new year be a journey of a lifetime. And know that I'll be by. I'll be close by. And God will cover you every step of the way. Let's pray. God, I thank you for what you've birthed in me, and I'm excited to see what is next. Father, I thank you for each and every person who has viewed any video that we have done for the last few years. May miracles flow into their lives, and I know the times that we've shared, they will never forget, and I know that your word will resonate in their hearts. For God, I believe that we've made some God connections that cannot be erased, and there's been some word deposited in the lives of people that has taken them to another level. So God, as we separate for this time, I pray that we remain in each other's hearts and remain in each other's prayers. God, I thank you, and it's amazing that I have a love for people whose hands I've never shaked and who I've never hugged and who I've never looked at personally, but I've connected to on this video. And I pray that they never forget our time of sharing. Be the same God to me that you've been to them, a God that can cover, keep and protect, heal and deliver, transform and make whole. Be the God that wipes tears. Be the God that does everything that a God can do. I pray for those who are on this call that your power continue to bless their lives. And as we go from this place, take us to another level. Father, do this and I will bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I love you, family. And for the last time in 2016, Morning Inspirational Vitamin. Go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much, and there's nothing you can do about it. Gotta go. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.